This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Xcel Energy said it took control of potentially thousands of personal thermostats this week due to what was described as an energy emergency. It was the first time Xcel took remote control of thermostats. About 22,000 Colorado customers signed up for the program. It allows the energy company to adjust thermostats automatically on hot days in return for rebates. Workers with the Office of the Colorado State Public Defender are forming a union, but as CPR's Paolo Shalsita reports, the path to recognition isn't clear.
Even if a majority of public defender employees vote to join the Defenders Union of Colorado, the state isn't required to recognize it. On top of that, state law says it is illegal for the union to strike or take any action that gives them bargaining power. Union organizers plan to lobby the legislature during next year's session to advocate for expanded bargaining rights for public sector employees. I'm Paolo Shalsita, CPR News.
Dozens of hot air balloons will soon dot the skies above Colorado Springs. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the Labor Day liftoff event is celebrating its 46th year.
Just all sorts of colorful balloons take flight, including big animal and monster balloons, Darth Vader and Yoda. Weather permitting, look east of the city in the early mornings over the Labor Day holiday and you'd think we live in New Mexico. Other festival events include a Krispy Kreme donut eating contest, Air Force Academy skydivers, and the event's first 5K race. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Find more news online at cpr.org.